You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The 91st Academy Awards show is set for this Sunday, February 24th. But before the big show, we needed to bring in Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice to talk about the show. Okay, I was thinking that without a host, that maybe I could just set aside 2, maybe 3 hours max.
If you've got the over-under on 3 hours, it's over. Oh. It's way over. Even the producers are saying, folks, there's no way it's going to be 3 hours or less.
How?
Well, they had a couple of ideas, one of which, of course, blew up in their face, and that was to hand out some of the awards during commercial breaks.
Oh, that's right. That's not going to work.
Well, no, it's not. So they're back in the show. There are 24 categories in this ceremony. That's way too many. The reason the Golden Globes are more interesting is because they don't hand out technical awards.
Could they hand those out during the commercial break?
You know what? Why don't they just have a separate ceremony for the technical awards? And there's about 9 or 10 of them. The Emmy Awards do that.
That's right. They do.
And you can just talk all night and stream it online. And for goodness sakes, it is a TV show, folks. And you're losing us when it stretches from the third to the fourth hour. Now, over the year, this is not a new problem. And over the years, a number of presenters and hosts of the Oscars have joked about this. So we're going to go back a few decades here.
Okay.
Hear from Johnny Carson.
Oh.
You're going to hear from Paul Hogan,
Crocodile Dundee.
And David Letterman.
As you well know by now, this is the 51st Annual Academy Awards. 2 hours of sparkling entertainment spread out over a four-hour show.
This is, of course, the big event of show business. And the atmosphere here is pure electricity. But as a television show, it does tend to go slightly off the boil, particularly as we drift into the third and fourth hour. What can we do about it? Firstly, winners, when you make your speech, it's a good tip to remember the three G's. Be gracious, be grateful, get off.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your wigs and keys. It's time to start passing out Academy Awards. That's right. When you hear your name, please come to the stage in an orderly single file and pick up your Oscar. We should all be home in about a half an hour.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, for goodness sakes. Just line up here. Let's do a class photo.
Right?
And let's go to the
bar. And move on.
Not going to happen.
Well, what's interesting to me, too, is, you know, if you've watched the Oscars, it's like they do those, you know, the supporting roles first.
Right.
But then you have to wait until the very, very end of the show.
Absolutely. For what everyone wants to see, best actor and actress and best picture.
That's why you TiVo.
And in between is film editing and best short subject documentary.
Please.
And a montage of
everything.
People who have passed away. And oh my gosh, give us a break. And then, of course, they've tried over the years to play people off the stage.
I know, and that's just rude.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, Will Ferrell and Jack Black came out to give out the Oscar for the best song. But they talked a little bit about the song that they play under people. Let's listen.
But there's one song that nobody wants to hear. The song they play when your acceptance speech has gone on too long. That's the song. That one.
And did you know it actually has lyrics? This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring. You're rambling on, no end in sight.
You're boring.
No need to thank your parakeet.
You're boring. Look at Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's snoring.
Anyway, you know, why don't we hand over the Oscars to these guys?
I know, kidding.
Yeah?
Okay, so now there's been some screw-ups that have happened?
Oh, my gosh.
To put it lightly.
Yeah, we'd be here for another hour, starting with is there a host or not a host? Kevin Hart is in, then he's out. Oh, maybe we'll just do without. Then they said, oh, we're not going to have all the nominated songs performed. And then they changed their minds. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to do all 5 songs. As a matter of fact, we're going to add a 6th song. And they've invited Queen to come perform Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, this thing is going way over 3 hours now. And then it's just one after another. They said that last year's acting honorees were not going to present the Oscars to the next generation, and then they had to change their mind on that. The producers are in, oh, my gosh. All that said, ABC has sold out all the commercials for this broadcast. It will cost you $2.6 million for 30 seconds on the Oscars.
Do you think some of that, though, is it seems like for the first time in forever that there are movies nominated that people have actually gone and seen and not just seen but liked? And you were talking about critically acclaimed hits. I mean, a box office.
Right.
As smashes.
The combined gross of all eight films up for Best Picture is $1.3 billion, and that is mostly attributed to Black Panther, A Star is Born, and Bohemian Rhapsody, films that people have actually seen. So there's that interest, but last year was an all-time low for the audience. It was 26.5 million people. That's a lot in the world of television. That's not a lot in the world of Oscar.
Is that the year, though? Which was the year where the movie with the woman that fell in love with the sea creature or the alien?
Year.
Okay, right?
That was last year.
That's $10 and 2 hours of my life I
and
can't get
back.
And
for all we know, this is, you know, all the controversies. I mean, some people do like a car wreck. But I think it wears kind of thin. You need to do something. And my sense is you got to get these technical awards off the show. You got to get them off the show.
All right. Predictions.
Yep.
Because how many nominated films do we have?
We have eight.
Okay. I'm going to say 10. But
yep. There could be 10. They chose eight. General consensus is that Roma is going to win.
That's going to cause all kinds of controversy.
Don't get me going. It's a TV show, folks.
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Roma was made for Netflix. It was a movie made for television. I don't care what they say. Yes, they put it in some theaters, but please. So, but if you're looking for an upset, and there will be an upset or two, I think there's a chance, an outside chance, but a chance that Black Panther takes home Best Picture.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be the talk of the town. And if you're looking for another upset, right now Alfonso Cuarón is favored to win Best Director for Roma. I think that there's a chance that Spike Lee could win an Oscar for Black Klansman. And boy, you could see social media light up for that, too.
Okay, so best actress, because still, I love A Star is Born.
Yep.
I love Lady Gaga.
I have a prediction, by the way, in regards to that. About an hour into the broadcast, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, by the way, are going to perform live.
Okay, about an hour? All right, so I'm TiVoing for about an hour.
They're going to sing Shallow live from A Star is Born.
I can't wait.
That moment, I promise you, there's going to be a couple thousand members of the Academy who are going to say, I think I should have voted for them.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be the highlight of the show. That said, I don't think they're going to win. Glenn Close right now is the odds-on favorite, mostly because she's been nominated for seven times, and it's kind of like, okay, let's give it to her. But let's face it, if she wins, it's not going to be for this film. It's going to be for Fatal Attraction and Dangerous Liaisons.
Everything that she should have won
for. The Big Chill, all those other times that she should have won. Yeah.
All right, we are out of time. Yep. It's Friday. George, thanks for joining us. You're going to be back Monday so we can break it all down. So, you know, if you don't want to watch, just listen to us for the last 30 minutes of the show on Monday, and we'll get you updated.